Religious enthusiasm not connected to fanaticism. Non-fanatical religious enthusiasm was relatively common in the years following the disappointment. Various examples of shouting and exclamations of praise and physical prostration are found in Ellen White's writings from this early era. In one instance, spirit-prompted laughter is mentioned, as a woman was set entirely free from her sunken and discouraged state. Such enthusiastic expression should be viewed in the context of a struggling new movement. Early Adventists were willing to give up everything in light of their expectation of the soon coming of Jesus. From her statements, it is clear that Ellen White believed physical responses, such as shouting, weeping, laughter, and prostration, were valid when prompted by the Holy Spirit. While the experiences she described occurred most commonly during the early years following 1844, there are examples at least into the 1870s. Beginning in the 1850s, however, cautioning statements appeared that became stronger and more numerous over the course of her ministry. For example, 1850. I saw that we should strive at all times to be free from unhealthy and unnecessary excitement. I saw that there was great danger of leaving the Word of God and resting down and trusting in exercises. I saw that God had moved by His Spirit upon your company in some of their exercises and their promptings, but I saw danger ahead. 1860. Repeatedly have they been slain by the power of God, and while the impression remains, all is well. But when the impression wears away, the same wrong feelings return. Self rises, because they did not make thorough work. Circa 1861. I saw that religion does not consist in making a noise. To be a Christian is to be Christ-like, and the habit Brother Hungerford has of shouting is no evidence that he is a Christian, for his shouting is regarded by God as no shouting. Half of the time, he himself knows not what he is shouting at. 1890. The peace of Christ is not a boisterous, untamable element made manifest in loud voices and bodily exercises. The peace of Christ is an intelligent peace, and it does not make those who possess it bear the marks of fanaticism and extravagance. It is not a rambling impulse, but an emanation from God. When the Savior imparts His peace to the soul, the heart will be in perfect harmony with the Word of God. For the Spirit and the Word agree. 1896. Persons may, under certain influences of the moment, be full of ecstasies, for chords are touched whose vibrations are pleasing to the natural taste. But these persons will have to learn that this is not the religion of Jesus Christ. When the circumstances change which so elated them, the depression and want of stimulus is felt, as the drunkard feels the want of the stimulus of the intoxicating cup. 1908. In this stage of our history, we must be very careful to guard against everything that savors of fanaticism and disorder. We must guard against all peculiar exercises that would be likely to stir up the minds of unbelievers and lead them to think that, as a people, we are led by impulse and delight in noise and confusion accompanied by eccentricities of action. Such experiences will come to us from time to time. Let us give no place to strange exercisings which really take the mind away from the deep movings of the Holy Spirit. God's work is ever characterized by calmness and dignity.